Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen up, fours, a two is talking.
Huh?
Or, hold on.
Oh, JPC, do you want to go out the door and come back in?
You think you're two?
No, I don't know what I think.
I don't want to try this again
anymore.
Try it again. Try it again. Try it again.
Okay. And, okay. Hey, put us down.
And that's so okay. That's the part I didn't want to do because I have to put you down.
Yeah.
To make myself okay.
Step on us to elevate yourself.
Sure. Listen up. 801 is talking. Why do I do this to myself?
Ooh, that got way bigger.
Yeah. That.
Thank you. Though
the gap widened. And we doubled. Okay. Aaron, we doubled. Congrats.
As a three, I'll take an eight. Any day of the
week. Let me try one more time. Okay. Listen up. Shoes of floor is talking. Here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Shoes walk on floors. Walk all over floors.
Why don't you just skip to what you were going to tell us?
What I was going to tell us is that I've come up with some of my favorite things, and I put them into a bracket, and we're going to do the bracket on the show today.
Oh, huzzah.
Oh, huzzah. And GBC is wearing his mad scientist cloak.
I forgot Erin that is auditioning for Jesus Christ Superstar this weekend, so she's trying out some of her huzzah
Jesus!
Terms.
Jesus!
What's the buzz? Tell me what's a huzzah. What's a buzz? Tell me what's a huzzah.
We're going to launch right into this because everyone who's listening to the podcast by now, mid-month, you should be familiar with what these are, and I can't wait to get into it with you two, my friends. Here we go. Are you ready? We're going to start the bracket.
Okay, and I want to say immediately, Erin, our goal is to have zero Casey Tony input.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You'd love to see it.
I'll try, but I don't like most of the stuff you say, so we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I feel like there's going to be some stuff on here that you guys are like, neither one of us like that. I hit randomize, and I kind of hate to get this one to see what happens to this one so soon, but here we go.
Wow.
First one.
Okay.
Ginny's Blackout Chocolate Cake Ice Cream versus... When a stranger who is mad at you is trying to say something to you, but you pretend like you don't understand.
Ah.
Interesting.
Two of my favorite things.
Adam, what do you think?
This is like a person being like, hey, man, you can't let your dog shit there. And you go, great, thank you.
Yeah.
And you just give them a big thumbs up or something.
I have a hard time ignoring people because I have an overinflated sense of justice. So I always want to be like, no, you're in the wrong and confront them. So I have a hard time ignoring people. So I'll probably go Jenny's ice cream chocolate blackout cake because that's also very, very good. It's not as good as Brambleberry Crisp, but it's very good.
Okay, well, it's better, but literally is better.
Interesting.
But,
interesting.
Aaron, what are you thinking?
I wanted to go with the second one.
Wow.
But
then do it.
I'm with...
Wow.
No.
You already are starting the streak. You said you're not going to have any Casey.
I'll go.
Casey's coming...
I'll go with the first one.
I wish I could ignore people, but I'm just being honest with myself.
It's more like when someone's like, hey man, your dog's not supposed to shit there, and you're like, yeah, German Shepherd mix. And they're like, no, that's not what I... That's a dog, it's going to shit outside, guy.
Now that you said a shit, I don't want to eat that ice cream. Double chocolate blackout.
Blackout chocolate. No, it's a very good ice cream, so don't try to confuse people with your shit talk. Picking up the check when you're out to dinner with either your parents or your in-laws or maybe like an older sibling versus performing in an improv show.
Improv show is always going to be a crapshoot. Could be amazing, could be rough. Picking up the check always feels good.
I guess that when
you're me. Especially if it's for people who typically take care of you. So I'm going to say picking up the check.
I'm going to say picking up the check as well. Same reasoning as at all. You never know what you're going to get.
If it was performing in a good improv show, then I'd pick that, but it wasn't, so.
I didn't put a distinction in there because for me, there is no distinction. If I'm in the show is going to be good.
Wow.
I can't imagine doing a bad improv show. Clip it. Casey, clip it.
I did an improv show recently that was so bad that I was literally in a rage at the 1/3 mark, I realized how bad it was, and then I just was furious.
Oh no. All right, here you go. Your next one. Making a person you don't know laugh versus reading two or more books concurrently.
Oh, I don't like more. Reading more than one book at a time.
Uh-oh. Interesting.
Two or more books for me.
Addle doing the two or more books. I look, it's okay to get Casey involved.
You know
Casey
what?
Likes it.
You know what, Aaron? I'll say, because I don't do that often where I'm reading two at the same time. And typically, if I am, it means I'm not enjoying one as much as I should be. So I think the more I sit on it, I'll say making a stranger laugh.
Aaron, making a person laugh, are you comfortable with that one?
I'm comfortable. Not happy, but comfortable.
Sure. Okay. The next one, eating something that you know will wreck your guts, but it's worth it, versus the smell of tea tree oil.
And I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Tea tree. This one's really close for me, but I'm going to go tea tree oil.
I gotta go with that first one.
Casey, what's it going to be? Wrecking your guts for the smell of tea tree oil. Both of these very good. There's a burrito place that we used to pass, and Mariah, I was like, man, I love that burrito place. And she was like, didn't you say that burrito place gave you really bad diarrhea? And I was like, no, I said it gave me diarrhea, but not really bad. Like, it's good because of the burrito.
That's so funny.
Maybe I'm not describing the type of diarrhea I'm talking about. It's rewarding.
Yeah. Were you even listening to me?
Casey said, wish I could say not number one, but number one. Yeah. Yeah, that one might go farther than any of us want it to go. Seeing someone you know in a commercial versus running into an acquaintance and having a brief but cordial interaction.
I love seeing someone I know on a commercial.
Seeing a friend in a commercial.
Aaron, that's your final answer?
Mm-hmm. You're like, that's Brooke Bright. I know her.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
In a Geico commercial.
A, you get to be like, hey, I know them. And B, you get to be like, oh, cool, they got paid. That's probably... Yeah, yeah, that's a big insurance company. Maybe they got a nice little check from that. Okay, when two dogs see each other through a fence and cry because they want to say hello.
Oh.
Versus taking a stand against a petty injustice.
Petty injustice all day.
Petty injustice. First one's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a, hey man, the line is actually, there's not just two lines that you just invented a line that's never existed before. It's one line.
Which Aaron famously has done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. The next one. Collecting data versus wearing a winter coat that's so warm you have to take it off immediately when you come inside.
I hate that. I hate both of these things. I don't like your list at all. What is this? Where is it?
Hey, man, what is this?
Wait, I feel like this is like a... I feel like you're slowly, like, hurting us. You're tricking us.
This is like a Myers-Briggs, but for, like, heaven or hell.
Wait a second. Are GBC's favorite things different than what I like?
That's
I like
weird.
Both of these things a considerable amount.
Ugh.
I'm gonna say coat, because if it's so hot that when I get indoors I have to immediately take it off, that means it did its job outdoors, especially in a Chicago winter. But yeah,
I mean, so I guess coat. Weird though. Weird vibes to this list.
Giving a friend a ride home versus going to sleep every night knowing you're the funniest guy anyone has ever met.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Which one do you pick?
I don't know the feeling of either.
Same. Yeah, same.
So I'll have to guess. No, I think giving someone a ride home and sort of chatting in your car after.
Yeah, I do that one maybe 10 times a year. I do the second one 0 times a year. So, so I'll go with the car one.
Pretty disappointed you didn't pick the joke answer, but I guess giving a friend a ride home advances.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.